the highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz.
The highlight tapes.
3, 2, 1.
We kicked off our week before the work week had even begun, doing our part for the environment.
Take me to the beach.
We have come down to Kawana Beach for plastic-free sea day. We're cleaning up the ocean.
I did get sand in your shoes just then. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm the idiot who wore sandals and socks to the beach.
Yeah, you brought a knife to a gunfight, but that's okay.
Speaking of shoes, we asked people what they'd had pop up in theirs, and the answers will gross you out.
And there's a mouse in my shoes, and this spider, the huntsman.
And there was a rat.
And it was a cane toad.
Oh! We also needed your help this week for a big event I've got coming up in my life. I am in training for the game show Tipping Point.
Good, we need to get you in tip-top form. Excuse the pun.
Oh, good one. So you're basically asking people of the Sunny Coast.
Oh, no. My client isn't all there this afternoon.
And let me tell you, you were all tough quiz masters.
When was the first automobile invented?
What year was the United Nations established?
What is the capital of Brazil?
What year was the first NRL game?
No.
What did Albert Einstein win his Nobel Prize for?
Ooh. I think I may have only got one of those right, but who's counting? Another big thing to have happened this week was State of Origin. We crossed live to Adam Jackson, who was in Sydney for the game.
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah. I'm going to walk into the coach's box. Fortunately, Billy Slater's not there, and we just closed the door there, and it should be a lot quieter here.
What's in the coach's box, Adam?
A few chairs, the replay screen, but the most interesting part in there is that fisheye Camry, quite close to where Billy Slater will sit.
And then the next day, after Queensland had won and done it, Taz wanted to speak from the heart.
Maybe now is a good time to reach out, because I feel like last night was a reminder more than a decider. Thank you, Munster and Slater. True inspirations on and off the field. To my mate, I'm here for you always. And to my dad, I love you so, so much.
Have you got tears? Yeah, same. So let's lighten the mood with the moment this week when I told you that scientists had said 21 seconds was the ideal time to pee. And tested out the theory. I am the first to admit there's some things in this world I'm not good at. And just then, I went to pee for 21 seconds. And it took me 43.73 seconds. Do you want TMI?
No.
I finished.
Okay.
And I stopped the stopwatch. And then a little bit more. Okay. Came out. So I had to start the stopwatch again.
You had to start the stopwatch again.
I wanted it to be accurate. Ah, I'm a classy gal. At least some people think so. Charlie, hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Oh,
very official.
Did you call me ma'am? So if that was this week, who knows what next week is going to hold. All we do know is that the kids are finally back at school.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.